With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It was a full agenda for Cabinet at their March 12th meeting. While there, Caymans leaders approved the Hemington Forest Management Plan, as well as several road-related matters, including a proposed new public road in Frank Sound, road improvements, and a potential new road in West Bay. They also approved the transfer of a private road in Northside to Crown Land. At this meeting, they greenlit a piece of housekeeping legislation, the Auditor's Oversight Amendment Validation and Repeal Bill, for onward submission to Parliament. That bill, if passed by MPs, will correct the, quote, statutory basis for the establishment of a board of directors for the auditor's oversight authority, as well as the appointment of the managing director. It also, quote, validates any action of the board of directors while improperly constituted. Finally, Cabinet noted the reconstruction and membership of the Mass Migration Committee. Caymans tourism sector tests its readiness in the face of a tsunami on Thursday. CIGTV's LaVita Thompson reports.
Caribe Wave is a regional exercise with the Cayman Islands serving as one of the highest represented per capita with over 9,000 participants registered. This year's exercise focused on the tourism and hospitality sector and brought together partners from the Kimpton Seafire Resort and Spa, Hotel Indigo, and the Bonnie Moon Beach Club with the assistance of the Ministry and Department of Tourism. HMCI's Community Engagement Officer Tiffany Young explains more.
Protection of our residents and visitors are a national priority. We've partnered with a plethora of staff at individual locations. This is from bartenders, facilities management, greeters, engineers. Everyone is participating to practice how they notify guests and vertically evacuating guests to higher ground. By higher ground, we mean second floor or above in a concrete building.
Yan Gillette, general manager for the Kimpton Seafire, gave insights on how the exercise went from his perspective.
Well, the best part is also to reassure everyone that Cayman Island got it. You know, we know how to respond in case of such incident, especially for someone like me that I've been in the situations where I've seen the 2004 tsunami in the Indian Ocean. Is really reassuring our guests or reassuring our colleagues, our visitors, everyone from the island that we know how to operate and how to control in case of such an incident.
This year, HMCI conducted a mock version of the National Emergency Operations Committee, or NEOC, to examine how the exercise was going in real time.
For more information, you can head to caymanprepared.ky. And it's a big weekend for Honoring Women Month. This morning at 8:30 a.m., there will be a special hashtag Give to Gain International Women's Day celebration at Hotel Indigo. And if you're in town, you can pop by the Female Farmers and Artisans Market at the Glass House Lawn. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 5 today. The Family Resource Center also has some events this weekend.
Our Women in Gardening Workshop, which will be this Saturday, so there is still some space for that, thanks to Pro Plus. And there is the Women and Their Wheels Car Care Workshop, thanks to Gender Affairs Unit and Superior Auto, which is also this Saturday.
And FRC's Anne-Marie Diaz says there's still some time for you to lace up for the Color Me Purple 5K on Sunday morning.
We're starting at the 7 Mile Public Beach parking lot. We would love to see as many supporters come on out. And if you're a late registrant and you still want to go ahead and show up, we'll take you.
You can register for that by heading to racecaribbean.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. Drone strikes have damaged Kuwait's largest oil refinery as Iran continues to target energy sites across the Gulf. There have also been attacks in the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In Israel, the operators of a refinery in Haifa that was hit on Thursday say they expect it to be back in operation within days. Israel has again been bombarding Tehran with heavy explosions reported across the Iranian capital. The Revolutionary Guard Corps says its spokesman, Ali Mohammad Naini, has been killed. The International Energy Agency has urged governments to cut road speed limits by 10 kilometres an hour because of disruption to fuel supplies caused by the war. It also urged people to avoid air travel and to work from home. In other news, the patent on the key ingredient of the weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic expires today in India, paving the way for cheaper copies. India is the world's biggest supplier of low-cost and generic medicines. BBC News.